of questions. And something that I want you guys to think about, even tonight, going into tomorrow, is do you feel close to Him? Do you feel close to the Lord right now in your walk and in your life? Would you say that you have a good relationship with the Lord? Would you say that you are near Him? Would you say that He's near you? And I just want to, just briefly tonight, I think that this chapter sums it up really, really well. And I think tomorrow as we go through, you will keep seeing things in this chapter that relates to the story that we'll be looking at. But in Ephesians chapter 2, I just want to point out a few things just to know the depths and His desire to be close to you. And just look at a few things that He's done. In Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 4, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we are dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." And I just want to point out, there are three things in these verses that I just read. There's mercy, there's grace, and there's His love. And if you didn't notice, he has all of those three things blended in so that we can be with Him sitting in heavenly places. And I love those three things about the Lord. He's rich in mercy, so rich, in fact, that every morning it's like a blank check of mercy. He says His mercies are new every morning. That's pretty cool. I like that. That's His relationship with me. That's His longing for me, to draw me in to Himself. Grace, I don't deserve it. But yet He bestows His grace, and it's ever so sufficient for me and for you. And then love. He loves us. He loves us so very much. In fact, that kind of ties into the next couple of verses. Look at how else we are to draw nigh to Him, or how He is drawing us to Him. Down in verse 13, it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." You know, He wants to be so near to you that He was willing, with His grace, mercy, and love, to shed His blood for you. When He died on that cross, it was to bring you near to Him. Redemption, reconciliation, whatever word you want to place on it, it's this action of Him drawing us to Himself. That's the one that we're going to be looking at this weekend. And then lastly, in these last couple of verses in chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, and this is specifically what we're going to be looking at, is the temple and how He wants to dwell with us and among us. It says, "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." And so here we see once again, He longs to dwell among His people. You know, He still longs to dwell with us. It's not just an Old Testament thing. It's not just a temple. But we see that He longs so much to dwell in us that when you put your trust in Jesus Christ, He comes and He dwells inside your life. He indwells inside your heart. He indwells in you, and He wants to be near you, so near to you. And do you want to be near to Him? Do you walk with Him? And the other thing that you get with this is that there is a call to work. Here in these last couple of verses, it says that we're to be building. We're to be building. If you want to be close to the Lord, you need to be involved with what He is doing. Where is He? What is He involved in? Where is He at? What is He saying? Who's He saying it to? A lot of the times, you know, when I get asked to go to different places, or the thing that I always pray and I commit it to the Lord, "Lord, if you're going to be there and you want me there and you can use me, that's where I want to be. It draws you close to him. Even if it's uncomfortable, he wants you to be at work. He's at work. Are you entered into that work? Sometimes you feel distant from him because maybe you're not doing the works of the Lord. And we're going to find out in an Old Testament book that there are hindrances that we're going to look at that get in the way of us being presently working with God. And God wanted a people, his people, to be close to him, and he wanted to dwell with them. And yet there were some blockades. There were some things that were getting in the way. And so he sends a prophet, and the prophet brings forth a message to his people, and he begins to reveal some things in their hearts that they need to work on in order for the Lord to dwell with them and for them to dwell with the Lord. So that, in a nutshell, I won't tell you the book. You can think about it, and then you can maybe tell me what you think, where we'll be at for the remainder of the weekend, okay? But it is an Old Testament book, and it does have to do with building and the presence of the Lord, okay? That's all your hints that you're getting. Now, I'll pray, and then we can do whatever we need to do. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to just take this time to thank you. It is a privilege to be in your word. And there are so many other things that we could be doing this weekend. And I'm so thankful that we get to know you. And I'm so thankful that we get to draw near to you. Lord, thank you so much that you're here in our presence, even now. Thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that you long to dwell with us, and we can see it in your mercies that are new every morning. Your grace, your forgiveness, your love. Thank you so much that even though we were far, far away from you, this chapter even says we were dead, and you made us alive to be with you. By the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus, you were willing to give him up. You did not withhold him from us, and we're so thankful for your gift of salvation to us. Lord, thank you so much that we can know you, and as we grow in knowledge of you more, that we would, once again, we'd fall more deeply in love with you this weekend. And that at the end of the week, Lord, that we would have a desire to be near you as well. So thank you that you ask us to come. Thank you that you invite us, and that you're a loving Father, a good, good, good Father. So we just commit all these things to you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, brother. I'm encouraged to see all of you here, every one of you.